Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a ragakot for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not to write a full vocal performance. We're making a short, gritty vocal layer that behaves almost like percussion inside a rolling drum and bass track. Think of it as a little burst of attitude, a chopped MC-style phrase that drives the groove and adds that raw, rewind-ready energy. This sound works especially well in rolling DNB, jungle-influenced rollers, dark ragga DNB, and those half-step or jump-up crossover moments where you want the track to feel lively and dangerous without getting overcrowded. Let's start with the vocal source. Choose a sample that already has character. You want short phrases, strong consonants, and a dry or lightly processed recording if possible. Ragga shouts, Pirate Radio phrases, MC calls, or even your own voice can work really well. What you want to avoid are long melodic vocals, too much reverb, or anything with a lot of low-end rumble. Those tend to blur the groove instead of sharpening it. Drag your vocal into an audio track. Turn warp on, and choose the warp mode based on the material. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro can help preserve the sound. If it's more of a chopped rhythmic bit, beats can feel tighter. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, which is right in that classic drum and bass roller zone. Now let's chop. Open the clip in clip view and listen for the strongest words, syllables, or little attitude moments. Split the sample into short pieces using the split command. You're looking for hard starts, clear consonants, and phrases that can punch through the mix. Shorter is often better here. A single syllable can hit harder than a long phrase. When you arrange the chops, think rhythm first and lyric second. Place them in a syncopated pattern, maybe a short hit on beat one, a response on the offbeat, another jab later in the bar, and a little teaser at the end. You're aiming for a call and response feel that dances with the drum loop instead of sitting on top of it in a random way. A really important part of this style is timing. The vocal has to lock into the pocket of the drums. Use warp markers if you need to align the transients. Don't make everything perfectly rigid though. Leave tiny gaps, let a little swing happen, and allow the vocal to breathe with the groove. If your hat swing or your snare sits a little late, place the vocal so it feels like it belongs in that same pocket. If you want a more playable setup, you can also drop the chopped vocal into simpler and use slice mode. That turns the vocal into something almost drum-like, where you can trigger slices from MIDI notes. That's a great, beginner-friendly way to experiment with different rhythms without constantly editing the audio. Now for the fun part, the grime. On the vocal channel, start building a stock Ableton effects chain. A solid beginner chain would be EQ8, saturator, drum bus or roar, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. First, use EQ8 to clean up the tone. High pass the low end so the vocal doesn't fight the bass, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it sounds muddy, cut a little in the 250 to 500 Hz area. If it needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Be careful with harshness in the upper mids and high treble. The aim is to keep the vocal focused and mid-range forward, because that's where it cuts through a dense DNB mix. Next comes saturator, which is the heart of this sound. Add a few dB of drive, switch on soft clip if you want smoother distortion, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder. You want it rougher, denser, and more forward. That's the Pirate Radio attitude right there. And here's a big teacher tip. Gain stage before distortion. If the sample is already too hot going in, saturation can turn ugly fast. Lower the clip gain first, then add drive. After that, you can add drum bus for extra smack and density. Keep the boom low or off unless you have a very specific reason to use it. A little drive and maybe a touch of crunch can give the vocal more bite. If you want something more modern and aggressive, roar is another good option, but drum bus is usually the easiest place to start. Then use auto filter to add movement. A static vocal cut can get stale quickly, so automate the filter to open and close over the phrase. A band pass or low pass filter works well here. You can sweep it open before a drop or close it down for tension. That movement makes the vocal feel like it's coming through a dodgy pirate transmitter, which is exactly the vibe we want. Compression is there to keep the chops even. If some syllables jump out too much and others disappear, use a light compressor or glue compressor. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. Keep it subtle. You're gluing the vocal together, not flattening the life out of it. Use utility at the end to control the stereo width. In this style, keeping the vocal fairly centered is often the safest move. Too much stereo spread can make the cut feel disconnected or messy in a crowded mix. A centered vocal usually hits harder and feels more direct. Now listen to how the vocal interacts with the drum loop. A good raga cut should behave like another percussion lane. Play short chops on offbeats, answer the snare with a jab, and leave space for the kick and drums to breathe. If you keep the vocal looping constantly at the same intensity, it can flatten the energy. Instead, think in phrases. Maybe the intro version is filtered and distant, the first drop is sparse, the second drop gets dirtier, and the final section is the hardest and most saturated version. If you want even more movement, add a little delay, but use it sparingly. Short sync delay times like 1/8 or 1/16 can work well, especially if the repeats are filtered. Keep the wet level low. Same with reverb. In this style, too much reverb usually kills the close-up Pirate Radio energy. A small, dark reverb can be useful, but less is usually better. A great workflow trick is resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record your processed vocal chain. This gives you a new audio file you can chop again. It's a very classic drum and bass approach, and it helps turn a simple vocal into a more unified, sample-like texture. It also lets you grab only the best moments and turn them into fills or accents. For arrangement, don't leave the cut running all the time. Use it as a feature element. Bring it in at the start of the drop, save a response phrase for bar 8 or 16, use filtered teases in the build-up, and maybe let it shine during a stripped-back breakdown. One of the best tricks is contrast. A dry, tight vocal in the drop feels much bigger if the intro version is filtered and distant. You can also make two versions of the same chop pattern. One can be cleaner and more intelligible, while the other is heavily saturated and band-limited. Blend them together for both clarity and grit. Another great variation is call and response between two different voices if you have them. That can make the loop feel like an MC exchange instead of just a repeated sample. A few common mistakes to avoid: using vocals that are too long, drowning the cut in reverb, oversaturating everything, ignoring frequency clashes, or chopping randomly without any groove. Also, keep an eye on stereo width. In a busy DNB arrangement, centered and controlled usually wins. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar Pirate Radio raga cut using just 3 to 5 chopped syllables, EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, and compression. Make the chops react to the drums. Automate the filter so it opens into the second bar, then bounce it to audio and rechop one or two moments for fills. If you want to push it further, make three versions: a clean punch version, a rough radio version, and a peak energy version for the final drop. The big idea to remember is this: in drum and bass, a raga vocal cut is not just a vocal. It's a rhythmic instrument. It should push the tune forward, add character, and bring that Pirate Radio urgency without cluttering the mix. Keep it rhythm first, keep it gritty, and let the chops dance with the drums.